time that those who really believed, or at least honestly tried to find a power greater than themselves, were much more composed and contented than I had ever been, and they seemed to have a degree of happiness I had never known. Peddling off my polish samples for expenses, I crawled back to New York a few days later in a very chastened frame of mind. When the others saw my altered attitude, they took me back in. But for me, they had to make it tough. If they hadn't, I don't think I ever would have stuck it out. Once again, there was the challenge of a tough job, but this time I was determined to follow through. For a long time, the only higher power I could concede was the power of the group. But this was far more than I had ever recognized before, and it was at least a beginning. It was also an ending, for never since June 16, 1938, have I had to walk alone. Around this time, our big AA book was being written, and it all became much simpler. We had a definite formula that some 60 of us agreed was the middle course for all alcoholics who wanted sobriety, and that formula has not been changed one iota down through the years. I don't think the boys were completely convinced of my personality change, for they fought shy of including my story in the book. So my only contribution to their literary efforts was my firm conviction, since I was still a theological rebel, that the word God should be qualified with the phrase, as we understand Him, for that was the only way I could accept spirituality. After the book appeared, we all became very busy in our efforts to save all and sundry, but I was still